The first of these three passages I'm going to share with you is Bible to Self Connection. And the passage is from Psalm chapter 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When I'm confused and afraid, I'm going to make the wrong decision. I pray and God lights the way for me. He gives me a feeling of what to do. No, he doesn't say, Debbie, this is what you should do. When I talk to him, my prayers tend to be less formal and more like a conversation with God, like a friend, except for when I say the Lord's Prayer. When I'm stressed and God doesn't want me to worry, he gives me a calm feeling. I call the peace which passes all understanding. After I pray, asking God for guidance, I try to listen to the instincts that God gives me. If I get a calm feeling, I move forward on it. If I have an unsettling feeling, I wait, because sometimes it's not God's will or the timing just isn't right. God always sees the big picture and knows when the timing is right for us. When I trust the instincts that God gives me, my life seems much more stress-free and things seem to fall into place. And I have that, the title of that one is called Confused and Afraid. The next Bible to Self-Connection is called Private Secret. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that have that are upright in heart. That's from Psalm 32, verse 11. Sometimes we Christians walk around like our love for Jesus is this private secret that we keep to ourselves, lest anyone think we are religious fanatics. I have to tell you, I have felt that way more times than I'd like to admit. Sometimes I feel uncomfortable for sharing my faith or having people know, because I don't want to have them turn up their nose, back away from me, or whisper behind my back, which is a terrible thing that I think these things, but I want to be honest that has crossed my mind, and I'm prayerful about turning it over so that that isn't the issue anymore in my life. I know that I've been guilty of this myself. God wants us to be excited about all the wonderful things he does in our lives and not to hide our joy. This is something I still need to continue to focus on. The last of these three is losing our focus, but this is a Bible to world connection. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. That's from Psalm 33, verse 12. I am no authority on world history, but it seems that predominantly Christian countries have been fairly prosperous over time. It seems that when their citizens lose their focus on God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, their country doesn't fare as well. Look at our country and the lifestyle choices going people are making. Does it seem that the people are losing their focus on God? I mean, you look. The fires, the pandemic, everything else. What do you think? So I'd be prayerful about all of this and make sure that our faith aligns with Christ, and just to be prayerful and focus on Jesus Christ, who's the light of our salvation. Hi, this news episode is called The Walls of Jericho Fall, and it's over Joshua chapter 6. Verses 1 through 27. You can also find it at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https://Bible in smaller chunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. I felt led, the Lord had it on my heart and had me feel led to write this for people in our busy world. In doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelations chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything written in the Bible. So I had to be extremely careful before ever endeavoring to do any of this, you know. And after lots and lots of prayers, the Lord had it on my heart that I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of any of the passages in the Bible. Although he has, on the other hand, shown me how at different times when he has it on my heart to add to understanding that meaning. Sometimes it's by background information, because whatever's referred to in that passage is talking about something that happened in a previous chapter or a whole nother book of the Bible. So sometimes I'll have it on my heart to briefly summarize that background information or put a couple Bible verses. And in doing so, I will put it within brackets and then put it in a different color font so it makes it clearly obvious to the viewer, if you've got on the podcast, blog site, I don't mean the podcast, the blog site, you would see that's a different color font. Or for you, I will say within brackets it says, so you know that that's been added to possibly aid in clarity or background information for understanding. Sometimes the Lord has it on my heart to put more current terms, like instead of forsaken, I might use the word abandoned, because forsaken isn't quite as common to most people, or forgotten. Abandoned or forgotten. Anyway, in those times, because it's just a word change, or when I'm using more current terms, or putting who's speaking or being spoken to, I put it within brackets, but I don't draw attention to it, or else it would make it choppy, because sometimes in the Bible, it will say, he spoke to him, and you don't know who's the speaker and who was spoken to. And, you know, every now and then, if I place who it was, it helps the listener or the viewer figure out who's speaking and who's being spoken to. Or when I put transition words, it helps make it easier to understand. You know, not that it couldn't have been understood, it just makes it possibly easier. So those I don't necessarily tell you because those are minor things, but if it, the ones that I say within brackets, those are the ones I really want you to know. Those were added not to change the meaning, but just to help make that understanding that meaning easier. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which doesn't really affect the podcast because it reads just like how I'm going to read it to you now. But hopefully those that see this on the blog site find it beneficial. Other times, the Lord has it on my heart to condense, combine, and compress similar words. Or, let's see. The other thing is that he had it on my heart not to put all repetitive text in a passage. Now, sometimes repetitive text is to add new meaning or for emphasis, and many times it is, and those will all be included within that chapter. But at times there are portions that are repetitive over and over and over again for each of the 12 tribes. You know, they had the this, the that, and the next thing, the this, the that, and the next thing. I'm making a brief comparison. And the repetitive portion won't be included at all, although it will be noted that it's for each of the 12 tribes. But that changes the verse numbering. So in doing that, I have been prayerful about how to rectify that. And what was on my heart was that I do like I'm doing now, as I tell you, this is Joshua, the book of the Bible, it's chapter 6, and it covers verses 1 through 27. So I don't tell you this is verse 3, this is verse 4, this is verse 5. This is a range of verses so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent things the Lord had on my heart to include in this podcast from Joshua 6, verses 1 through 27 will be there, but I don't tell you specific verses. Also, if I get to a portion where it's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, there's a red asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. Sometimes I can briefly summarize what that future event is, and sometimes I can't. Let's see. Also, if I ever come to a portion where it's referring to what Jesus said, his words will be in red, and I will tell you. Now, you need to know that this is primarily done with the use of the King James Version Bible and lots and lots and lots of prayers. But at times, BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources are used as necessary.
The Walls of Jericho Fall. This is Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 27. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children, which is the people of Israel. None went out and none came in. The Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho, its king, and its mighty men of valor into your hand. You and all your men of war shall march around the city, go around the city once on each of 6 days. Then the seven priests shall carry trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. The seventh day you shall go around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall happen that when they make a long blast on the ram's horn and you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a loud shout. The wall of the city shall fall down flat, and every man shall charge straight ahead of them." Joshua then called the priests and said to them, "Pick up the Ark of the Covenant and let 7 priests carry the 7 trumpets in front of the Ark of the Lord." Joshua said to the people, "Let those dressed and armed for war go in front of the Ark, and the Lord and the rest of you go forward and march around the city." It happened when Joshua had spoken to the people that the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord blew the trumpets. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets. The rear guard came after the Ark, and the priests continued on blowing the trumpets. Joshua commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word come out of your mouth until the day that I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout." Joshua had marched around the city once. Then they came back to the camp and camped there. Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests picked up the Ark of the Lord. The 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets in front of the Ark of the Lord continued on blowing the trumpets. The second day they marched around the city once and returned to camp. They did this for 6 days. It happened on the 7th day that they rose early around dawn and marched around the city in the same manner 7 times. Happened on the 7th time when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city and all who are in it shall be cursed and determined for death by the Lord. Rahab the prostitute shall live, and all who are with her in her house, because she hid the Israelite messengers that we sent to spy out Jericho. Be careful and to not take any of the," I have within brackets, "cursed things used in worshiping false gods. If you take any of the cursed things, you make the camp of Israel cursed and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and containers of brass and iron are to be set aside for the Lord. They shall go into the Lord's treasury." So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. It happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people gave a loud shout, and the wall fell flat. So the Israelites went up into the city straight in front of them and took the city. They totally destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep, mule with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said to the 2 men who had spied out the country, "Go into Rahab's house and bring her out and all she has, as you swore to her." The young men who were spies went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her siblings, and all she had. They brought out all her relatives and left them outside the camp of Israel. They burnt the city with fire and all that was in it, only they didn't burn the silver and gold and the containers of brass and iron that they put into the treasure of the house of the Lord. Joshua saved Rahab the prostitute and all her father's household alive, and all that she had. She lives in Israel even to this day because she hid the 2 messengers that Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. At that time, Joshua warned them, saying, "Cursed is the man who rises up and rebuilds the city of Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son, he shall lay the foundation of this city and its gates." So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was spread throughout the country. The next time I share a podcast, it will be over Joshua 7, verses 1 through 26. And I've titled it, "Some of the Israelites Choose to Take the Cursed Items." Please share this with others. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.